He keeps writing his goddamn book. He keeps putting stuff in. One of the unusual things about it is he applies 100 different theories as to what happened to him. You know, that he evolved another step or inhabited and possessed, you know, by something like the spirit of Elijah, which we talked to by people from beyond the grave, or it's God talking to him, or it's something else from another star system, you know, or a secret cult on Earth. And everything seems to apply. All seems to be true. Everything you can, it really tantalizes him. And meanwhile, he's growing in every kind of way, mentally, you know, physically, and becoming a much finer person. And yet, as his understanding, intelligence, wisdom, patience, moral courage, and values grow, his insight into how the universe works, that's the two players playing the game against each other. He doesn't know who's talking to him. He just says, well, it's God, which is nothing in terms of analysis, except to state that it's an ultimate thing. God, that's one thing. God is never subsumed by anything. There's nothing above God. Therefore, if it's God, then it's the highest authority. It's all up at the top. It's as if all those questions are meaningless. Who are you? That's like saying, what's your social security number? Saying that to a creature from another planet. And the meaning of the questions, he's asking the wrong questions of it. He knows it's good. He knows it's honesty, justice, freedom, and ultimately joy when these things occur. But all the other questions, I mean, that, he knows that. Those never waver. Gives him a whole understanding of how the universe works, but that still does not tell him, you know, what is your name? Maybe it has no name. After all, you know, God has no name. It has no name. We give people names because there are a lot of people. Therefore, we must give them names to tell them apart. And if there's only one God, we really don't have to give him a name. You know, it's a class that has one member. Therefore, the member is identical to the class. So the name of the class is sufficient. But he doesn't even know what the class is. You know, ultimately wise, ultimately gracious, ultimately patient, ultimately kind, ultimately loving, ultimately understanding, and ultimately tireless. The periods when it seems to leave him, he's just in anguish. And he finally understands that it never really will forsake him. Would not ever do that. Now that it's incapable of doing it is contrary to its nature. My question is, why did it come? So he would write the book. Well, he's writing a really kind of, you know, popular, it's almost salacious book. I mean, he appears to pander to what the, you know, kind of porno Nazi taste, you know, power fantasies, homosexuality, all like that. I mean, it's what the Nazis would want. You know, a lot of weird crap in it. You know, I think in a Spinney's way of describing him in The Iron Dream. And his motive seems to be money and to curry favor with the Nazis. I mean, they've got him. The Nazis have got him. He dictates what he writes. He's not, I guess he's not in the Rocky Mountain States anymore.